Chimombo clarified that the circulating information is false and did not originate from the Ministry of Health. In a statement issued to RCV News today, Ms. Chimombo warned that such information could mislead the public and discourage people from seeking medical care when they need it. The Ministry of Health would like to assure the public that HIV testing is voluntary and confidential. No one will be forced to test for HIV when they visit a health facility, said Ms. Chimombo. She, however, noted that in accordance with both national and international health guidelines, once an individual voluntarily tests for HIV and receives a positive result, initiating treatment immediately becomes mandatory to protect their health and prevent transmission. Ms. Chimombo has further urged the public to continue accessing health services without fear whenever they feel unwell. Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, has expressed concern over government's lack of transparency regarding the pollution incident involving Sinometals, particularly after it emerged that the extent of the spillage into the Chambishi stream was greater than initially reported. TIZ's coordinator for climate change and environmental sustainability, Tamika Halwindi, has expressed concern over government's silence, noting that several months have passed since the incident occurred without a comprehensive update on the progress of investigations. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, Ms. Halwindi said she expected government to act swiftly on the matter considering the serious impact on human health and the environment. We expected government to be forthcoming with information by making all test results public to promote transparency and accountability, said Ms. Halwindi. She further criticized government for taking a reactive rather than proactive stance on the issue. Ms. Halwindi has since called on government to improve transparency surrounding the incident and ensure the public is adequately informed to prevent misinformation. She also reminded government of the importance of basing its actions and communication on verified facts.
Would have expected that the government would be forthcoming with information. For instance, according to the government and the ministries coordinating this, they've been running some independent tests. Would have thought those tests would be made public somewhere on a website or published in the paper. Would have thought that the government would be giving periodic updates in terms of where they are with dealing with this pollution, which from our end, their reaction has been more reactive than proactive.
The Food Reserve Agency, FRA, has purchased 1,225,215 metric tons of Grade A white maize from farmers across the country as the 2025 crop marketing season continues. The agency says the purchased quantity is equivalent to 24,504,350 kilogram bags recorded as of August 31st, 2025 and consists entirely of non-genetically modified maize. In a statement issued to RCV News today, FRA Acting Executive Director Justin Chunka said the maize was procured from 1,586 satellite depots countrywide and will ensure that all surplus maize from farmers is purchased for sufficient replenishment of national strategic food reserves. In this regard, all satellite depots are still open and shall remain so until all designated crops to be presented for sale are purchased before the onset of rains, said Mr. Chunka. Mr. Chunka has further expressed gratitude to farmers for their hard work that resulted in the bumper harvest and for their willingness to sell their crops to government through FRA depots. He also credited the strong response from farmers to competitive crop prices, supportive government agriculture policies, and favorable weather conditions during the previous farming season. Mr. Chunka has urged farmers across the country to continue delivering their crops to the nearest FRA depots and play their role in making Zambia food secure. He has since advised farmers to reserve substantial quantities of their harvest of various crops for future use at household level and only sell the excess preferably to government through FRA depots as national food security begins at household level. The Medicines Research and Access Platform, MEDRAP, has expressed concern over the continued rise in early marriages and teenage pregnancies across the country, despite various interventions aimed at curbing the trend. MADRAP Executive Director Leo Kalioka says the persistence of these social vices poses a serious threat to national development. Speaking during an orientation workshop on ending early marriages and teenage pregnancies in Lusaka today, Mr. Lioka revealed that MADRAP has partnered with UNICEF to implement sensitization programs in 17 districts as part of efforts to address the issue. This partnership will enable the rollout of sensitization programs in 17 districts initially, with plans to expand to more areas in the future, said Mr. Lioka. Mr. Lioka emphasized the need for a multi-sectoral approach to effectively tackle early marriages and teenage pregnancies, adding that 28% of adolescents in Zambia are affected by either early marriages or teenage pregnancies. He has called on traditional leaders, civic authorities and church representatives to actively participate in the fight.
This program about ending child marriages and adolescent pregnancies is a program that MADRAP is partnering with UNICEF. And we are thankful that UNICEF has come on board to work with us to begin, or rather to build on the work that we already began in terms of working with adolescents. Maybe we've been working together as, you know, from BSO perspective and other organizations.
In African news, dozens of people have died in Nigeria's northern Niger state after a boat carrying about 100 people sank in a river. The reportedly overloaded boat carrying passengers, including children, capsized when it struck a submerged tree stump near the Galsawa community in Bogu local government area, officials said. The state's emergency agency said 29 people had died and more than 50 others were rescued, with search operations continuing. A local official told the Reuters news agency that the death toll had risen to 16. Coming up shortly, allies ready to support Ukraine before and after peace deal, says UK. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Red Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. The UK and its allies stand ready to support Ukraine before negotiations to end the war, as well as to secure an eventual peace deal, the UK Defence Secretary says. Ahead of a top-level meeting in Paris on Thursday, John Halley told the BBC in Kyiv that Ukraine's allies would help make the skies safe, to make the seas safe and to secure the land once a peace deal had been struck. About 30 leaders will take part in the Paris summit in person or online, and French diplomats say technical work on providing security guarantees is now complete in the event of a ceasefire. France's Emmanuel Macron said the question now was the sincerity of Russia. President Vladimir Putin conveyed a defiant message from China on the eve of the meeting, vowing his full-scale invasion could continue.
Sports update.
The Football Association of Zambia has joined the rest of the sports family in mourning the death of former Chipolopolo striker Tapson Kaseba. In a statement, FAS President Keith Mwemba said he has learnt with deep shock the death of the striker, who was the top scorer at the 2019 COSAFA Championship that Zambia won. Kaseba also played for Green Eagles, Napsa Stars, Kansanshi Dynamos and Konkola Blades. The FAS president said football had been robbed of a star who left an incredible footprint on the game. We are saddened by the death of Tapson Kaseba, whom we knew as a former national team player and many clubs in our league. Our thoughts are with his family, Mwemba says. Kaseba died yesterday at the University Teaching Hospital after an illness. That's the news today. Here's another look at the headlines. The Ministry of Health has dismissed social media rumors suggesting that Zambia has implemented mandatory HIV testing. The Food Reserve Agency, FRA, has purchased over 1 million